From the CBS Chicago Newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your headlines on this Thursday, November 9th. Today, President Joe Biden will be in Belvedere near Rockford speaking with United Auto Workers, along with Governor J.B. Pritzker. The White House says the president will talk about his commitment to helping working-class families and creating more union jobs. He's also expected to highlight the recent UAW labor deal, bringing more jobs back to Northern Illinois. Activists in Chicago plan to rally over the president's visit today in support of Palestine. At 10 a.m., the Ad Hoc Chicago Latino Committee will hold a news conference calling for an end to the U.S.'s military support of Israel and demanding a ceasefire in the Middle East. This afternoon, the Chicago Coalition for Justice in Palestine will hold a different protest that's expected to be at Ida B. Wells in Michigan. As President Biden makes a stop in the state today, a program with support from his administration is launching to help 150 asylum seekers get work authorizations. It's a partnership with federal and local governments, along with legal aid service providers, attorneys, and volunteers. The pilot program will help asylum seekers navigate the immigration system and apply for authorizations and become self-sufficient as quickly as possible. Chicago Public Schools is doing what it can to help migrant children. The district says this school year, the number of students classified as English learners grew 11%. Most of them are from migrant families. CPS is partnering with the nonprofit Cradles to Crayons to help the nearly 2,000 students get essential items like winter coats and boots. The Chicago City Council is expected to vote today on the mayor's paid leave ordinance. Last week, a committee approved the proposal, expanding paid time off for workers from 5 days to 10. It does face opposition from some restaurant groups who say it could be devastating to their bottom line. But just yesterday, Mayor Brandon Johnson announced a host of other businesses who support the plan. After 4 months on the picket lines, the Hollywood actors' strike is over. Just after midnight, SAG-AFTRA announced it reached a tentative agreement with the major film and TV studios. The deal includes pay increases and provisions to protect performers from the threat of artificial intelligence, a key sticking point during negotiations. Union members still have to ratify the deal. A sunny and warmer stretch of weather begins today with breezy highs in the mid-50s. For CBS News Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.